for the opportunity to be here today and discuss an issue that has regional implications. U.S. policy toward Cuba aims to support the Cuban people while holding the Cuban regime accountable for its human rights abuses at home, as well as its destabilizing interference elsewhere in the region. Cuba's dismal lack of respect for human rights has implications far beyond the island, and we have seen its spillover effects in Venezuela and Nicaragua as the Cubans export their callous methodology. The former Maduro regime has turned to Cuba for expertise in spying on its own citizens and suppressing dissent. Under Maduro, Venezuelan secret police have perfected the torture tactics, systems of social control, and mechanisms of repression that Cuban authorities have used on their own people for decades. While attempting to cloak its actions in language and commitments that voice support for human rights protections, the Cuban government has intensified its actions to deny its citizens even basic human rights, such as the rights to free speech and free assembly. Its chronic economic mismanagement and refusal to alter a system that enriches a small group while the majority suffers is causing shortages of food, fuel, and medical supplies. There are many, many examples. Cuban authorities violently repress dissenting voices, such as its recent attacks on La Unión Patriótica de Cuba, UNPACU, and detention of dozens because they dared to speak up against the dictatorship's abuses. Agents of the dictatorship beat an imprisoned journalist, Roberto Quiñones, for daring to learn more about a couple's desire to homeschool their children for religious reasons. A policeman attacked him while he was handcuffed and then charged him with resisting arrest. The government subjected him to a kangaroo trial during which they denied him due process. The court then sentenced him to 1 year imprisonment in a work camp after denying his appeal and ignoring evidence that would have proven his innocence. The couple, they're in jail too. Amnesty International recently called for the immediate release of six prisoners of conscience, including Quiñones, held on the island. Amnesty and Cuban Prisoners Defenders has identified, as was mentioned earlier, 100 political prisoners still held by the Cuban regime, many with decades-long sentences and some even sentenced to life imprisonment. Despite Cuban constitutional guarantees, the government is now arbitrarily denying the right of many citizens to leave. The hypocrisy is so glaring that one citizen, Guillermo del Sol, has chosen to starve himself to death rather than continue living under these oppressive conditions. When he sought treatment in a public hospital after 40 days of a hunger strike, Cuban security agents convinced a doctor to declare him in good health so they could physically drag him out of his hospital bed across the floor to take him home. So to quote, you can die like the anti-communist dog you are, unquote. This regime recoils from international scrutiny, which is keenest on long-term detentions. So it has reinforced tactics to harass and detain civil society members for shorter terms, often outside of the formal prison system and accompanied by violence and threats. In its attempt to keep citizens from exercising the freedoms we all enjoy, it is also keeping more people under house arrest should they dare venture an opinion that is contrary to the established state position. Except for the Czech Republic and a few key others, I'm sad to say that many in the international community has let Cuba's civil society down at the time they most desperately need their support. The United States continues to engage with dissidents, offering moral support and listening to the steady cascade of stories recounting outrageous repression. However, civil society members tell us that many others, those who have a natural interest in protecting human rights, have withdrawn from this space. Civil society members have told us, and experience has proven, that the regime backs down when its actions are exposed to the international community. That is the right approach to face down a repressive regime. Thank you for inviting. And I hope this contributes to the discussion.